Jack, so we're sure that you've noticed a lot of people have been really excited about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis lately. Isn't he great, they say? He's pushing back against Big Pharma. Finally, somebody that'll take on Big Pharma, or he's taking on critical race theory. Look, Governor DeSantis has done some things that we agree with on this program. But on COVID and on these bioweapon shots, it's just not enough. It's not sufficient to just get rid of vaccine mandates, given what we know now. This is a patented weapon of biowarfare, and we've been saying that here for a very long time. Getting rid of mandates is like saying it's okay for victims of a PSYOP, gaslit program, brainwashed victims to voluntarily take a bioweapon hit that's advertised as safe and effective, a thing that will provide immunity to a thing that was created in a lab and intentionally released on them. So no, it's not enough to call for investigations about Pfizer and then brag about those investigations when nobody has been indicted and nobody has been arrested and nobody has been put in prison and nobody has been put to death. No, we know enough now to demand more. And given the evidence that before Ron DeSantis, he shouldn't be investigating Pfizer. He should be seizing Pfizer's assets immediately in his state. He should be putting any executive that he can get his hands on trial right now. And if he's not trying to do that, then he just isn't following the evidence. He's just pandering to the crowd. Lee County, Florida contains the area around Fort Myers in the state's southwest. Recently, the Lee County Republican Party down there just voted to elect a new county GOP board. They tossed out the old board members, and they elevated a new America First team. And this new America First team has a big item on the agenda. This is huge news. It's not just abolishing vaccine mandates. No, it's abolishing the COVID shots totally. Just the other day, the Lee County GOP passed a resolution calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to take action and halt all COVID injections statewide. The resolution states that, quote, strong and credible evidence exists that COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons. Spot on. It adds that, quote, continued experimentation on humans and denial of informed consent are violations of the Nuremberg Code and therefore constitute crimes against humanity, unquote. It calls for the state attorney general to confiscate all existing stockpiles of COVID injections for forensic analysis. Dr. Joseph Sansone is a psychotherapist and authors The Mind Matters and Everything Else Substack newsletter. He lives in Lee County, Florida. He wrote the resolution that the GOP just passed, and he joins us now. Dr. Sansone, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for having me on. Listen, this resolution, this is coming from the bottom up. This is the first domino to fall. This is going to spread now. I know the Patriots down in Collier County are working to present the same resolution there. I believe Larry Benjamin, the Charlotte County chair, supports this. And so other counties I know are already looking to push these resolutions forward. These resolutions are very important. It's not just symbolic. They put pressure on our elected officials, but at the same time, it provides a little cover for them, too. And just, I know your audience knows this, but a lot of other people are going to see this. You need to understand, I've consulted with Dr. Francis Boyle. He is the Harvard-educated law professor who wrote the 1989 Bioweapons and Anti-Terrorism Act. He's a biological weapons expert, as well as a criminal, constitutional, and international law expert. He said it was excellent when I read it to him. He said that these shots do meet the legal definition of a biological weapon according to the 89 Bioweapons Act that he wrote. And he also says they meet the definition of Florida law as a biological weapon. These are biological and technological weapons. Some people have made a phony argument that you have a, you know, like that we're taking away someone's choice. That is like telling someone that you have a right to drink poisoned coffee and not know that it's poisoned. This is biological warfare against the human race. This is biological warfare against our people. Our people are being murdered. We're not going to stop until we see prosecutions.
Yeah. We join you in that sentiment. And, you know, we have been relentlessly clawing and scratching and moving the ball toward the phase of accountability, because until these people are put on trial and sentenced,
Yes.
They're going to keep going. They are not going to stop until they are stopped.
Today, our sea-level check emergency update takes us way down under to Sydney, Australia. The sea-level record goes all the way back to 1886, according to the NOAA website. And the sea-level record shows that seas are rising at an annual rate of 0.75 millimeters a year. That's right. A century from now, in the year 2123, the sea level at Sydney will rise an astonishing, drumroll please, 0.25 feet. That's a full 3 inches, or 7.62 centimeters for you metric folks. Residents of Sydney are strongly encouraged to move quickly away from the coast as soon as possible. This has been your Sea Level Check Emergency Update. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget to purchase your Greta Thunberg approved life jacket before it's too late.
Economic Forum website, as of May 2023, 36 countries worldwide will have smart city governance initiatives, surveillance monitoring, analysis reporting technology. You'll have a digital ID that will track in real time your shopping, your entertainment, your activities, and your carbon footprint. You'll also have a 15-minute travel limit without a permit. A permit to travel. And if you exceed any of these things, you'll be denied access to daily activities. Obviously, no one would move into one of these cities voluntarily, but they don't have to, because the laws governing Agenda 2030 land development allows the government to cease polluted land and move their residents to these smart cities. If you're living somewhere where your land and water is poisoned, you don't get an option to opt out. Where has land and water been poisoned recently?
East Palestine, right there. So we know that's where the train wreck was. Where does the wind blow? From west to east, from northwest to southeast, right? So for 7 years, I've been doing this once a week, 52 times a year times 7 years, and I have never, ever seen, and this is where I live, you know where all these yellows are? They're bad. All the way from Connecticut, New Hampshire, upstate New York, Manhattan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, here where I live, west and south. There has never, never been so many yellow and high poor air quality markings. These are all sensors scattered throughout that check air quality. I wonder why these would all be yellow. The whole East Coast is contaminated. There's no doubt about it.
According to the laws governing Agenda 2030 land development, any land deemed toxic, the government can seize it and kick everybody out and put people in 15-minute cities. This is all on the EPA website, by the way. And it's really weird that all of a sudden there's all these explosions and all these cities causing mass pollution.
Jesus is afraid of the devil? Do you think that God panics when the enemy makes plans? Can you imagine a demon wrestling with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit getting tired or calling for angelic backup? No? Well, don't you realize that he's given you the same authority? Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. There is no spirit more powerful than the Holy Spirit, and those who walk in the Holy Spirit walk in spiritual victory. When you rebuke the enemy, it's as if Jesus himself is rebuking the enemy. That's what it means to use his name. The only power the enemy has over you is the power you believe he has. The Holy Spirit always wins.
People talk often about their family bloodline. I understand the enemy will strategize against you according to your family bloodline. But don't forget this. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than your family bloodline.
This footage from Instagrammer Rincon Salfate shows something odd caught on a home security system. Everything in the room is dark, that is, until a bright ball of white light suddenly appears on camera. The light hovers in front of the camera, making occasional slight movements. It initially appears to be a glare from some outside light source. However, an ordinary glare wouldn't move in this way. This has led many to believe that the light is a particularly intense example of a ghostly orb. Paranormal aficionados believe that orbs of light, such as this one, are evidence of spiritual energy. Experts believe that it takes a lot of energy for ghosts to interact with the physical realm. It's thought that orbs require a little less energy to manifest. Orbs are typically only spotted on camera and usually fairly faint. The brightness and size of the orb in this footage is quite unique. Orbs can appear in different colors, including clear, white, green, red, blue, and even black. So does this footage show a remarkable example of a ghostly orb, or is there some other external light source that wasn't captured on film? Love to hear your take on this in the comments section below.
So last video I showed a YouTuber doing our favorite pose, and our brother Gary let me know that he's a fan of a YouTube channel called The Act Man. It's about video games. The Act Man has 1.7 million subscribers, so he's pretty popular. His latest video has an interesting thumbnail. Well, there's this on his social media. He's got the devil horns, right? He's just rock and roll, right? But on his last video, the thumbnail is this. It's probably just a humongous coincidence that this keeps happening every day. Hey, brothers and sisters. Isn't this world strange? Isn't this strange? Like, I love the truth. I love our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, the life. I really don't like lies. In fact, I hate lies. I hate the things God hates. And again, people will say God is love and love is love. And God is also holy and righteous. God also has wrath against sin. And there's a lot of bad people in this world, right? And technically, we're all bad people. We fall way short of God. But as Christians, I'm sure we put a little more effort into things, right? Realizing that God knows our walk with him. And there's no fooling God. There may be fooling people, right? There's a lot of naive people in this world that just think everything's A-okay and normal. This world is far from normal. And Christians are pointing out the crazy world, and we get called crazy for it. Brothers and sisters, Gary, thank you. God bless you, everyone.
So what was the problem?
Been experiencing demonic presences.
So what happened tonight?
Your mate. My
mate.
Your mate. I don't know his name, but he's over there. He's been...
My mate Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Legend. He told them to leave and they left.
Was that tonight or last night?
That was tonight.
Wow. Hey, Joe. Praise the Lord. Amen. You told them to go and they just went.
Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' mighty name.
I felt such a relief with my neck. And I slept in to 7:45 instead of 5:30 or 5:45 the time I get out of bed. And I never got out of bed once. And I feel such alive. Such a... I've had trouble because my husband was so abusive, he twisted mine.
Let's leave your husband out of it, okay? And what happened last night? Were you prayed for by someone?
Yes, someone was. Just... I feel such a lot.
There goes coming out of you. Coming out of you now. It's coming out of you now. Coming out of you now.
That I couldn't.
Thank you, Lord. There it goes. There it goes. Coming out of you. It's coming out of you. Coming out of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Loose your grip. Loose your grip now. Thank you, Lord. There it goes. There it goes. Coming out of you. Coming out of you. Amen. 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 What did you feel happen?
All the blockages are gone.
You're free. I mean, okay. God bless you.
They fought, but he helped.
Praise the Lord. You know, in your life, you've wandered.
A long way, but yeah, I'm back now.
So I'm just looking at your life, and you wandered so much, you're totally lost.
Well, I was, yeah.
But Jesus went and found you.
He needed to.
Because you were so lost, unless he went looking for you, you'd never be found.
That's the truth.
So how did you get so lost? What were you doing?
I was doing tarot readings and stuff for people.
You know, Jesus saw what you're doing and he went and found you.
I always thought I was with him. So, it's, yeah, deceiving spirits.
But now you found the true Jesus.
Yes.
So the devil had been stealing from your life, you know, like... Many, many areas.
Yes, absolutely. Like it's, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest.
So I see the light of God and I hear the words, I have come, that you might have life and have it even more abundantly. And in the light, I see him giving you your life, your future. The enemy had been stealing from you. And now he's come. He's gifting you with your future. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to pray for my memory. I forget things very easily. And I want to for my husband, for the
enlargement. You feel that? That's God's power in you to bless others. Healing, deliverance, prophecy. That's his grace going into you. He's giving you grace that you might release grace. That's his power going through you. I see you laying hands on people and them being healed. I see you speaking and the words that you speak come to pass in love. I see the love of God. God loves you. What's happening?
That's... Oh my gosh, I look like a mess.
What'd you say? Is your mum normally like this?
No.
What is she normally like?
She laughs, but not like this. This is different. This is too different.
How are you feeling?
Surprisingly, my eyesight's improved a lot.
Really? What was wrong with your eyesight?
Very blurry. I said to Dad, I'm not leaving till I can read that sign clearly. And it's getting close. My eyes are almost as good as they are with the glasses on, so...
Really? Yes. Praise God!
Yes!
Who's your healer?
The one up there.
What's his name?
Jesus!
Amen.
Yeshua!
Amen.
Jehovah Jireh!
Take me to you.